It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I have a question for you guys, and it has to do with baby etiquette, in particular when babies are born and the etiquette on the day they're born. And the reason I bring this up is a few weeks ago, one of Katie's best friends gave birth to her baby girl, and congratulations to her and her baby girl, and it was their first child together. So so she had gone through like 18-hour labor. Okay, she had a very easy pregnancy, but the labor took a little long, so everybody was like, well, there's the karma.
Right, it's always always balanced there,
yes.
Right?
And so their friends had time, because it's her crew from college, right? And they all went to UGA together, and so it's her college crew. And so they're going back and forth, text and calls and everything that day. Because of a long labor, they had time to decide, what are we going to do when the baby's born? And I'm sitting witnessing the, you know, the phone tree that was going on between these women and them talking about, well, do we go to the hospital? Do we not go to the hospital? Mm-hmm. Should we do this? What do we do? What do we take? Do we wait? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I just thought it was logical that you just show up at the hospital. Well, we don't want to, you know, intrude. I mean, we don't want to intrude on the family. We don't intrude the husband. And I thought, well, don't you just, it just means more just to show up. So my question, you know, and they ended up just going to the hospital because soon after they made the decision that her daughter was born and they went ahead and went to the hospital to visit. Mm-hmm. But my question was, why was it a concern? I thought the automatic thing was just to show up at the hospital. Even if you don't get to see mommy, just the fact that mommy knew that you had come to see the baby would mean something, I would assume.
All right. So let me get this clear. Are you asking about guest visitation, or are you asking about?
I'm asking like it, when Hayden or Hollis was born, like Stacy's in the hospital, Hayden's born, and we all just show up without invitation. Would it be an intrusion, or would it be a welcome, like a, you know, knowing that y'all are kind of busy with your baby, but it's just a case of is it intrusion, or is it polite and sweet to show up at the hospital uninvited?
All right, let's see if we can get the phones going this early. 1-877-588-BERT, which is BERT. 1-877-588-2378. I think there are going to be a couple of different answers. At least in my case, there's a couple of different answers because I have two boys. One is 7 and one is 3. The first one for me was like, I'm in panic mode. So, and when I get in panic mode, I just sort of want to handle things myself. So even though it was really, really cool for everybody to show up, I think Stacy really dug that. But for me, I was freaked out. But I would say in the overall scheme of things, if you're going to err on the side of visiting.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Because then I would feel unloved if I was the mother. Like, none of my friends want to come and visit me in the hospital or see my new baby or congratulate me. No, I would want to visit.
The first one is just so overwhelming that you have nurses coming in all the time. And I just remember that anxiety and then trying to have to play sort of host to everybody. I think it's more of a question of you as a guest showing up and then knowing when to leave.
The time
like,
limit.
Right. Like just knowing you got to get in, you got to say, hey, you got to like pay your respect, hold the baby, then get out.
Right.
Because there's a whole bunch of people that are going to be lined up right behind you.
Because I think I was so surprised by their debate, because the debate lasted most of this woman's labor. Because most of these women are very, you know, a personality, aggressive women. And I was shocked that they didn't just take it upon themselves to go, because I felt like, are we now in a place where people wait until they're kind of told what to do, or people wait to take initiative until somebody instructs them how to do it? And I felt, look, if I was a new mother, even in this case, I'm not sure if she had a C-section or not, but I know that she was unavailable to be visited. But no, she didn't have a C-section, but she was not available for anybody to come see her post labor. And so but as a new mother, I think my feelings would be hurt. You mean nobody just took it upon themselves to show up without me having to tell them?
Maybe the best way is to like call and see if it's cool. Like, can I come by between 2 and 3 o'clock?
I told him, yeah, after she was on her about fourth phone call, I said, why don't y'all just go? I mean, even if you don't see mommy and daddy, just go drop off whatever you're going to drop off, whether it's magazines or flowers or whatever, and leave. Just
quick
let
stick
them know.
And move right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good morning, Bert. You're on the Bert Show. What's up, man?
Good morning, Bert. I was going to say that I think that you need to wait a little while, especially depending on what time you show up. My wife's old best friend showed up at about 8 o'clock in the morning. We had the baby at 11:30 at night, and she actually passed out and dropped the baby on its head.
Oh, damn.
What? The friend did?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So that was, you know, we had just woken up. My wife had been in labor for hours before the night before. We have a knock on the door at 8:30. Within 10 minutes, the girl was holding the baby, passed out, and dropped the baby on its head.
Oh, damn.
How do you pass out?
I guess, I don't know.
I guess she had driven about 2 hours that morning, and I don't, her blood levels dropped. They didn't really give us a great explanation, but the point is that she, you know, sent our first child's birth into complete turmoil, and it was all, you know, it all started off with a knock on the door at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's just using your head.
See,
right?
I think that it's true. And it's like Bert said, you have to have as the responsibility as the visitor to understand that. And it's kind of like I said to them, you assume you're not going to see mom and not see baby and not see daddy. Just go and make an appearance. Because I do think it's kind of rude to go in initially and decide that, oh, I need to hold the baby. Mm-hmm. I need to be a part, you know, like. I would not suggest that.
Here is Chicky. Good morning, Chicky. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
I love you. I love your name.
I love the name.
Anything you're going to say right now, I'm going to agree with.
Well, I believe that when I had my son, I preferred them to come and see after the baby was born versus coming to see me while I was going through all the hoopla in the hospital, because, you know, you lose your dignity when you're in there. So I prefer afterwards.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
After the hospital? They didn't go until after she was born.
After the hospital or after the baby is born?
Well, after the baby is born, at the hospital. See, what happened with me was before I had my baby, I had a lot of visitors come in. And it was very inappropriate. Right.
Yeah, they didn't go while she was in labor. So, yeah, and that's another thing. Yeah, no, just let it be private. Let her struggle, because, like she said, a woman is not in her best state when she's in labor, obviously.
And let her rest. And don't go 2 hours after she just had the baby.
You got to use common sense,
yes. And like I said, you're not going expecting to see the mom or even the baby. Just go, drop something off, and leave.
Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry to tell you, honey, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Who?
Because I've had two babies, and I guarantee you, as soon as I had the C-sections, there were people all surrounding me. The family needs time to recuperate. If you're breastfeeding, you don't want somebody popping in there, especially if you're a new mom. So I agree with Bert. Please call before you go out there. Even though you say it's going to be a few minutes, those few minutes can be very uncomfortable.
Okay.
You know, just do a courtesy to the new mom and give a courtesy call. And you guys got to go see Karate Kid, because it was off the
charts.
Stick Boy Smith did it well. Yeah, because I call him Stick Boy Smith because he's just so scrawny, but. All right.
So we got two things out of that. Yes. Go see Karate Kid.
Go see Karate Kid and to call first. Okay, maybe I gave the wrong advice to them.
And you got to you got to know how to stick and move, man.
Time limit.
You cannot linger. This is not like when you have a party and there are a few people that just linger on a little bit too long. Look, every second that you're there, when the mom is tired and she just wants to go to sleep, first of all, the sleep is precious at that point. And baby sleep is precious. You got to get in, say hey, kiss on the cheek, and then get out.
Maybe it's a compromise. Maybe you go to the hospital and deliver flowers and then leave. So at least the mom sees, they were here, you were here, but we'll see you later.
And the call before, I think, is really important also. Let them know you're coming.
Yeah.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.